You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. We're here today with Jeannie Greensfelder, a local poet. Jeannie, welcome to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you, Jordan.
So one of your poems was recently featured on the Writer's Almanac. And for those who don't know, it's a show from American Public Media put on by Garrison Keillor, where he highlights two events from this day in history, as well as a poem or two. It's hugely popular, so it's a big deal. So, Jeannie, what was it like to have one of your poems featured?
Well, to hear Garrison Keillor at 9:05 in the morning, actually comes on at 9, and, you know, to have this magnificent baritone performer, it was a dream come true. It's like every poet's dream is to have Garrison choose one of their poems. So I'm totally thrilled and delighted.
So how did you get started writing poetry?
I got started writing poetry through Cuesta and taking a poetry emeritus class 6 years ago with Diane Halstead. And I continued taking those classes and I continued writing. And I started writing for the Slow Coast Journal, which is an online newsletter that people can get. And I've been writing there since maybe 2009, just posting poems there. And then I discovered I had enough poetry and that traced an arc of my life. And now I'm working on a book on marriage. But I love biting the apple because we lose our innocence. Mm-hmm. And it's that journey.
Great. So what was your profession before you were a poet?
I'm a psychologist.
You are, okay.
And
are you still practicing?
I am retired, but I do volunteer grief counseling at Hospice of SLO.
That's awesome. Okay. And can you talk to me a little bit about your writing evolution? Like, were you always a writer and then a poet? And within that writing evolution kind of... how has your work transformed since you started writing poetry to what it's like today?
Sure, Jordan. I took up writing in my 40s and writing fiction and nonfiction. I had an article in Shape magazine once on love lights. It was about the importance of eye-to-eye contact. And I've had some short stories published. And then... when I moved into poetry, it felt like there's a chance, it keeps you present when you're writing poetry because you're always watching. There is a poem everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it keeps me very connected to the now and to living in the moment and appreciating and seeing and noticing.
What do you feel that you, or if you do you have particular struggles in your poetry work that you have overcome or are dealing with?
I think every time you write a poem, you feel wonderful, and then you feel that blank period of space where you wonder if you will ever write another poem. And then you write 10 bad poems, and you think, will I ever write another good poem? And so it is facing myself every day and being accepting and remembering that it's the process, and it's not being on Garrison Keillor, even though it is about being on mm-hmm. Garrison Keillor.
Sure. Do you have a routine? Like, do you wake up in the morning and write? Do you write in the evenings? Do you write midday?
I write all of those times, and I usually have a walk in the morning, and so that's when my head is first tuned to, is there something going on inside of me or outside of me that wants to be heard? And then if I'm lucky, something will come to me. If nothing comes to me, I sit down and I write.
What was it like? I'm not sure of the career span of every poet, but I'm sure that a lot of poets started maybe when they were young or in college, really started getting into it when they were English majors or something. What is it like being someone who, you know, may have always had writing in their life, but someone who started poetry so much later in life than other people, and kind of, do you face any sort of intimidation or anything like that?
It's a wide range, you know. I there is a whole realm of MFA poetry, and there is a whole school of training poets. Mm-hmm. And so that's a new thing. The poets used to be our troubadours, you know, the storytellers, the people coming around. And then there's the realm of spoken poetry, who sometimes it's called slam. But it's often just speaking and memorizing important words that are meaningful. So I am grateful that I've been able to study and work and achieve what I have in this short time. And I am also humble because I know how little I know, you know.
Yeah, sure. Is First Love your favorite poem, or do you have many other poems you like better?
It is a favorite poem. I like it very much.
I'm sure it's hard to say what your favorite poem is.
My favorite poem. Right. I guess there's a poem called Sailing that I enjoyed writing a lot. It's near the end of the book. It kind of reflects back on my life and how each of us is sailing through our life and on this journey, and it's nice to be able to reflect back about our journey.
Do you want to read your poem called Sailing?
Sure. Sailing. From the deck of a cruise ship leaving San Francisco, I gaze at the Golden Gate Bridge and try not to imagine those who have jumped. Wind pushes against me, lets me know I'm going somewhere. I wish I were wild, hopping a freighter for the South Seas and beyond. While I long to be a pilot or a diver, a climber or a surfer, or even a bartender meeting and tending to travelers, I'm grateful as I recall my journey. What are you thankful for? A teacher asked. Bubble gum and ice cream, I said. I never knew I loved parents who called me in when I wanted to play hide-and-seek till dawn. At school, I played jacks on the lunch table, pig in a basket, putting pieces in my palm. I never knew I loved the cafeteria line, having hair-netted women fill my plate. I never knew I loved bumblebees. Could one love a bumblebee, the one that sat on my belt buckle when I was alone in the yard, trying to be a statue, staring into its eyes? I'm beyond feeling I didn't belong in those teen years when the world didn't want me and left me in tears. Now, under the Golden Gate, I feel for those who chose the bridge. On this voyage, breathing sweet salt air, I run with a butterfly net, catching and cataloging moments, risking loving life to death.
So, and that is that sort of a reflection of how you kind of feel about life right now?
I do. I just feel so grateful. And I had no idea that being older would be so much fun. You know, it is so cool, and it's so freeing, and the psyche is so much calmer, and you're not troubled with every other minute about who I am and am I good enough, and you know, all of those psychological issues that are strong in our heads most of our lives. It's like the friends I have at this age, people are free and feeling just super about themselves and about, it's wonderful to be able to have all these new opportunities and not the old age that I knew when I was little and looked at those people.
Yeah. Well, Jeannie, thank you for being here. I'm glad you were able to visit us today.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll just put a plug in for the Poetry Festival this weekend at the Museum of Art, Friday night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, and at Linnea's, the closing at 7 o'clock.